We're on Tess, Amud Aleph. Kind of just over midway through, on the beginning of the line. V'tana, the Tana, right, is a Mishnaic source, kind of, right? Ma'isi Leina Hacha brings it from here. Because before we had a source of Tashlumi from Rabbi Yochanan, there's Namoira, so now we've got a Tanaic source, Me'acha, from here. Tatania has a Braisa. And this is by Sukkot, this Pesukim. It says, V'chagoysem oy soy. Chag la Hashem, Shivas Yomim. Right, so basically you should have Chag for Hashem for 7 days. V'yochol, you may have thought, Yehei choygeg v'hoylech kol Shiva. It sounds like from the Pesuk, you can have the Chag all 7 days, meaning there's no difference between day one, day two, and v'chulei. Tamal loyma. Oi soy, right? So one says the Gemara. Oi soy ato choygeg, you choygeg that day, right? The ato choygeg kol shiva, you don't choygeg all shiva. Meaning the korban chagiga should be brought on the first day, right? That's how we know over here according to this brisa that it's on the first day. Ask the Gemara in the brisa in Cain, if that's so. Lama ne'emar shiva. So why did it say shiva? Answers the Raisa, Latash Lumim. Right. Now, ask the Raisa. Minayin, how do we know Sheim lo Chag Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag? He didn't do the Yom Tov Rishon. Shechoygig, that he can go on and do his Chagiga, Behoylech, as Kol HaRegel, all of the Regel, and the Yom Tov Achron, even Shmini Atzeres. How? Because we just had Shiva before, this is 8. Tamalom HaBechoydesh. In the seventh month, so basically that's adding, right? So we're adding on. We already got to 7, yeah. And this sounds like we're adding even more. You can more chagiga over here, additional chagiga. So we added another day.
Where'd you get that from?
Yeah.
What's that?
It says.
Let's see how to finish it. What's that? We haven't finished, yeah, because we well, it's strange. It says chodesh shvi. It's a bit strange because the Gemara is going to ask a kashka if it's going to say this, it should be all of the Chodesh as well. Yeah, so that's what we're going to say. But so it seemingly we're saying that it's going to ask that kasha, but basically we're adding on. So we got to 7, and now we've got another like ribui.
Where's the Bechodesh in the Pasuk?
Same Pasuk.
It's the same Pasuk.
I just wasn't quoted in the
Yeah, so, we we're going along, so we're building. So we got to 1, we got 1 for the Ikar Regel, then we got 7 for Tashlumim, and now this is adding on another day. Okay, so now ask the Gemara, which is Eli's school's brother Eli, if it says Chodesh Shvi'i, Yochol, you might think, Yehei Choygeg V'Hoylech, okay, a Chodesh Kulay, all the Chodesh, right, of Tishrei. Tamalom Oisoi, this is a second Oisoi, another Miut. So that takes us down to the 8 days of the Regal. Oisoi, Ato Choygeg, Yehei Choygeg. Right, that the chag all 8 days. You have e ato choygeg chutzaloi, and you can't choygeg outside of the regel day 9. Move up, you can't fix it up. Okay, that was the end of the brisa. Now we're familiar. My tashlumin. What is tashlumin? We've actually seen this before. Basically, we'll see from the answer what it's kind of asking. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Tashlumim l'rishon. They are tashlumim l'rishon. Basically, the ikar regel is the first day, right? And if you're always trying to fix up the first day if you missed it. Rabbi Yoshia says, Omar, tashlumim zeh lezeh. Each one, each day that you miss, basically you can fix it up with the one after. Right, so each one, you can always fix the day before, the day previous. Okay, ma'ay b'nayhu, so we've seen this before. What is the halachic nafkamina between them? So I'm a Rizera. This is a Rizera. Chige b'yom Rishon. Somebody was lame on the first day. V'nispashet b'yom Sheni, and it became better on day 2. Okay, Ike b'nayin. That would be a halachic difference between them. Rebbe Yochanan, Omar Tashlum l'Rishon. It's Tashlum of the Rishon. Kibin lo Chazi. Sini he wasn't Chazi. Means this is important. Halachic wasn't Nira. Halachic is like a halachic term. Chazi means also nire. He wasn't fitting for the mitzvah berishon. Lo chazi b'sheni. So he's not going to be Chazi, he's not going to be fitting on the Sheni either. Okay? So he missed it. Maybe there was a window of opportunity was day one, and since he was just basically not, there was no, he was not connected to the mitzvah on the first day because he was totally potter. He was not nearer for the mitzvah, so therefore it's gone.
So he doesn't hold
us this one. No, meaning what would the case would be, let's say he was, he didn't make it on the first day. Let's say he was, overslept or something. So then potentially he could have brought it, he was just late. So then you could mix it. Being late, you could mix up. But over here, this person is potter from the mitzvah, meaning there's no possibility for him to bring the mitzvah. So now if he comes in, changes his status, whatever, and becomes a nifpashet, then he could do it. That's why sometimes we have, like, which we're familiar with, davening, yeah? Sometimes davening, can you make your davening up with tashlumin? So sometimes yes, sometimes no. Depends. Sometimes it's with tashlumin, sometimes yes, sometimes no. So with chigya, you can't, though. You can't make it up according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yoshia says, Oma, Tashlum Zelazah. It is what the Tashlum Zelazah. And Afal Gab Delo Chazi Berishon. Even though he wasn't Chazi Berishon, okay? Chazi was Nira Vashani. Okay? So that's the Machlokas. Okay, now. We're going to ask a Kashi now, a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. And me, Oma, Rabbi Yochanan, Hochi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this, basically, that it's Tashlumin Derishon? Right? Basically, somebody is, if he's not Chazi, he's not Nira on the first day, he's not Shaykh to the mitzvah, that he can't make it up. And we're going to say, Va'ama Chizkiya. So it says Chizkiya, we're going to look at the diagram over here. Right, so that first one, the first part of it, he said the guy, as we said, the guy on the top over there with the long hair, it's a Nazir, not a girl. And that person underneath him is dead, truly dead. Okay, so now with the nausea, what he's got to do, he made a neder, and he's got to fulfill his neder. So he's going to have to go back to go, he has to start again. But he can't start his nazirus, yeah, until he has, you made the shivanakim over here from Tumas Mace, okay? So he waits for 7 days, okay? And then the seventh day, he goes to the mikveh, day 7 he goes to the mikveh, okay? And day 8, yeah, he'll bring some korbanos, okay? Fine, that's the normal case, right?
How does that work on Pesach? There's only 7
days. No, this has not nothing to do with Pesach now.
This is Sukkos.
This is any time of the year. It could be today. You know, it could be any day, right? There's not nausea waiting to go to the mikveh today. Went to mikvah yesterday, and this was once to be called, and it was a bit difficult because nobody gets to mikvah. But anyway, so the thing is, what happened over here, though? Yeah, so he got this nausea, got to day 8, okay, and on day 8 he would bring a korban. That's what you see over there, the night and the day. You can only bring on the top picture. You can only bring a korban in the daytime, okay? So fine. So stage 2, yeah, is like this. He then again. Where he's on the way to the base of the mikdash with his sheep. I should have drawn a sheep in there. That is korban with him. Yeah, he absolutely got Tommy again. He saw another dead person. So he stumbled on 2 dead people. Yeah. So the question is, yeah, does he have to bring 2 korbanos now? Because he's going to have to do another 7 days of being pure, and then he's going to bring it and start his nazirus again. So basically, right, he can keep it like, you never even. So it's, not so much Leah, this guy.
Before he was Makari, his first korban, he saw amazing Kitami again.
Yes, exactly.
But he'd already gone to the mikvah?
He'd already been to the mikvah, he went to the mikvah on day 7. And he was going on the way, he was on his way to the base of the mikvah with his korban. Yeah, so he could, and he could have brought it, you know what I mean? But he just didn't. So you see over there on the end of diagram like 2, it says korban times 2. Yeah? Because of it. So now that's what we said in the Gemara, we said, Chazi means he was nearer. Yeah, he seen as he could have brought a korban. Yeah, he could have brought a korban potentially on day 8 in the daytime. So therefore, he was chayv a korban. Yeah. So and then when he, you know, so they get Tommy again. So there's got to be a korban for that. So he's chayv 2 korbanos now. Okay. So now that korban, the second korban that he brings is considered a tashlumin. Basically, we're going to say this is how it's connected to our sugya over here. Okay, because it's kind of making, I don't know why it's like attached a little bit, but it's connected.
He's bringing two, it's not.
He's bringing two, yeah. He's bringing a korban for the first set of, you know, like for his first, you know, purification process. After you purify yourself, kind of you chive to bring a korban. So that's tashlumin. Okay, so that's straightforward now. Now the question is, what's going to happen, yeah, if he stumbled on a dead person in the night time of the 8th? Because in the night time, he cannot bring, he's not chive a korban. Well, seemingly, you would think he's not chive a korban. That is one opinion. He's not even chive a korban. So basically, so he's never shy. So obviously, he's only going to be chive one korban because he's never chive the first korban in the first place. That is Shitas Cheskia. That he says, like, you only become chive a korban when it becomes the daytime. Yeah, and so that.
I think you're still chive a korban. You're just it's not really to bring it right now.
That's part of the discussion. That's Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Very good. So Rabbi Yochanan says that he's different. He says, no, you are chayav to bring the korban. You just can't bring it right now. So basically, that's the machlokes. Cheskia says. Basically, you're not chayav the korban until you can actually bring it. So you're not chayav the korban until the day. And Rabbi Yochanan says that you're suggesting Melech that you are chayav to bring the korban as soon as it gets to day 8, but you just couldn't bring it.
Oh, that's the theory of Rabbi Yochanan.
And that's going to be the theory of Rabbi Yochanan. Very good. Because Rabbi Yochanan normally said, he says that somebody who's a chiger, right? So he's supposed to bring a korban on the first day of, now in Pesach, chiger is supposed to bring on the first day of Pesach, but he was lame, so he doesn't bring one. Yeah, so he's not chazi. And then we say, he missed it. We say on day 2, even though he got healed, yeah, he can't fix it up. So we see that if somebody's not, like, can't bring a korban, you know, for whatever reason, that you can't fix it up. But over here, in Rabbi Yochanan, we see that he can fix it up. When he gets purified the second time, he brings two korbanos.
You're talking about a Monday week and as opposed to a Yom Tov week.
But I jump back, yeah.
But the concept's still the same. The
concept's the same?
So yeah. Okay, so let's look in Sadi Mar. Now, so, Omi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan say that? Yeah, Omar, now we're quoting the Machalokis. Yeah, Chizkia says, Nitzma B'yoim, he was Nitzba B'yoim, and we know what B'yoim means in the daytime of the 8th, right? Picture 2, right? Or you can also, right? Over there, so he's in the day. Maybe, he maybe means over here, it means a second korban. He brings a tashlum and tashlumin. Right? Belaila. But if it was Nitba Belaila, yeah, this is picture 3. Yeah? If it was Nitba Belaila, yeah, Eino maybe. He does not bring. Like Gil said, because over there, in the night, I wrote over here, night is not Roi the korban. So really, it's not really Chayba. So Cheskia says it's not even Chayba korban. Over there, because you can't bring a korban, you're not chayav a korban.
Why are you not ready the korban in the evening? Is it because the tumah isn't fully off, or is it because it's nighttime and you don't bring korbanos?
Right, so it seems that Vashti was the second. Yeah, it's a bit. The people are confused by this point.
Yeah, but if that's the point, that it's just because you don't bring the korban at nighttime, then he is be'etz in my net. So by the gavra, he's ready the korban.
Well, that's diagram 4. Unbelievable. I mean, we're just going to close the Gemara's over. We'll just discuss it and we'll work it all out.
Right.
We're holding. Okay, fine. So that's going to, I think that's going to be the answer. Good. Now, so Belaila, I'm going back to that. Belaila. So, Eino, maybe a second korban. Okay. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Omar, after Laila, even if he got hit, he got Tomei in the night time, Nomi, maybe, right? He can also bring, right? And that's
not at night, though.
What?
Not at night.
He got, it means when he's purified, then he's got to purify himself for 7 days,
right.
And then in the daytime,
right.
Yeah, he will bring two korbanos, right? Okay, good. So that's that. So basically, we see, like we said, that, right, that even though it's he couldn't bring a korban at night, still there seems to be a chiyuv korban over there because he's got to bring a second one. Now, ask the Gemara, okay, what matarits the Gemara basically, because we now just had a steer Rabbi Yochanan, okay? Basically, if you're not fit, if you're not nira, you're not roi, chazi, and right. Is there a chiyuv tashlumin? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah says Rabbi Yirmiyah, no, you can't. Sha'ani is different. Tuma. Tuma, you can't bring a kasher from Tuma. This is a Tuma related halacha. The Yesh La Tashlumim, because there's a principle with Tashlumim, the Pesach Sheni. We know with Pesach Sheni, that you get a second chance. Let's say somebody was Tomei on Pesach Rishon, he gets a second chance on Pesach Sheni, so therefore he's still in the ballpark, he's still in the game with regards to Tuma. And therefore, we're more lenient in these halachas, But that does not apply to other halachas, being our halacha, which is somebody who's lame or crippled. That would not apply. This guy's got an intrinsic problem with him. Well, the tumor is maybe something more external, whatever. But we see there's a precedence in the Torah that you can make it up when it comes to tumor with this tashlumin. Okay. So maskif la Rav Papa, Rav Papa has a kashalo. Hanicha. Oh, no, we're going to stop. We'll stop here. Okay. Go.